Narrated Sahl bin Sa'd As-Sa'idi. May Allah be pleased with him. The news about the differences amongst the people of Bani Amr bin Auf reached Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and so he went to them along with some of his companions to effect a reconciliation between them. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was delayed there, and the time for the Salat, prayer, became due. Bilal went to Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, and said to him, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, has been delayed there, and the time of Salat, prayer, is due. So will you lead the people in Salat, prayer? Abu Bakr said, Yes, if you wish. Bilal pronounced the Iqamah, and Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, went forward and said Takbir for the people. In the meantime, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came passing through the rows of the people offering Salat, and stood in the first row, and the people started clapping. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, would never look hither and thither during his Salat, prayer, but when the people clapped much, he looked back and saw Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, beckoned him to carry on. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, raised both his hands, praised and thanked Allah, and retreated till he stood in the first row. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, went forward and led the people in the Salat, prayer. When he completed the Salat, prayer, he faced the people and said, O people, why did you start clapping when something unusual happened to you in the Salat, prayer? Clapping is only for women. So whenever one is confronted with something unusual in the Salat, prayer, one should say, Subhanallah. For there is none who will not turn around on hearing him saying Subhanallah. Then turning towards Abu Bakr, he said, O Abu Bakr, what prevented you from leading the people in the Salat, prayer, when I beckoned you to do so? Abu Bakr replied, How dare the son of Abu Quhafa lead the Salat, prayer, in front of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him,